the sacred right to park on the street. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. It is said that for every car, you need to create three parking spaces, a space at home, a space at work, and a third space for whatever else you want to do between home and work. It's that third space that seems to be disappearing, or at least getting so difficult to use it might as well be disappearing, even in the smaller American cities. Nothing is more convenient than street parking, right? But in my city, and maybe in yours, it's getting so you feel like a criminal when you want to park your car along the street. In Seattle, for example, the police now use what's called an e-chalker to monitor parking zones. This is a van with a camera that drives through the neighborhood, automatically reading license plates and starting a timer. That's not sporting. And those new parking kiosks that have replaced the meters, not only do you have to walk to the kiosk, then walk back to the car with the sticker, but unlike the meters, they can change the rates instantly anytime they want to, and they do. A place in Seattle where I used to park for $1 an hour is now $2.50. I demanded that Mayor Greg Nickels reveal whose idea that was. Now, who increased the fee on those parking meters?
Well, I did. We were looking at what the market rate for parking is.
But that was the whole point of parking on the street, because it was cheaper than the market rate.
And
it still is. No, it's not.
Well, then why are you parking on the street if
you have
cheaper parking?
Well, because it's more convenient. Don't you think he seems a little too cheerful? I wonder if it has to do with the $17.3 million in parking fines the city took in last year. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.